Chapter 22. Drew looked the same, Fergus thought, but also not, as if the Drew he'd known had been painstakingly recreated by the finest craftsman back into her whole self again, by people who had not quite known her well enough. Or I've lived so long with my memories of her colored by my guilt that it's my eye that is off, he thought. Her rich brown hair, still kept cut short Marzi style, was now flecked with gray, and her face had lost some of its roundness, leaving her harder looking. But those differences seemed meaningless in this moment. He'd never thought about her as pretty, but she was, and the fierce fire of herself still flickered through the layers of old pain and anguish that had been set down atop it over the years. Fergus, she said, and he could see her own struggle for composure wore across her face and eventually win. You've gotten older. It's not for lack of trying, he answered. He felt suddenly incredibly silly, having let himself be so overcome, and got awkwardly back to his feet. It's good to see you, but damn, this is a surprise. Her face crinkled up in sadness. You've lost your incomprehensible accent, she said. I'm sorry Mars took that from you. I gave it away voluntarily, he said. Mars gave me much in return. Are you saying we gab funny? Isla said. Seems to me like it's you. Drew's lips twitched into a brief, fleeting smile. Maybe so, she said. I have to ask, and it's not that I'm not happy to see you, but what are you doing here? Fergus asked, more plaintively than he would have wished. His heart was still racing, and he felt weirdly adrift, as if reality had become unmoored around him. The Mars Colonial Authority has tormented me for so long, they have forgotten who I used to be, Drew said. And I forgot for a while, too, until during one of her visits, Case told me you were back, and still trying to pull the impossible out of your ass. I came to meet Isla. And then, when it was clear, none of...